Welcome to the Working Mums Podcast. You're going to learn how to manage your mind and your emotions so that you start to enjoy your job, your kids, and yourself again without all the shitty mum guilt. I'm your host, Nikki Bevan, the loving, no bullshit life coach for working mums. And I invite you to join me each week for a lesson that's going to make you feel calmer and much more in control of your life. It's not going to be a polished, perfect podcast because, hey, life just isn't like that. But I do promise you that it will be full of tools that you can take away and use in your life right now. You are not going to want to miss what I have to teach you. So whether you're listening to me in your car, on a walk, or whilst you're cooking your tea, I'm truly grateful to be having this conversation with you. Let's go.
I am recording today's podcast sat in my car. It's perfectly safe. Look, my keys are in my hand. So if you are watching me on YouTube, this isn't quite the aesthetics, but obviously, if you're listening to me whilst you're out walking your dog, it's not really going to make any difference. And the reason why I'm recording it in my car is because my day hasn't quite gone to plan. And I think this is actually a really valuable lesson to share with you because your days won't go to plan. And this is no dramatic event that has happened, but the first of all, what happened was I woke up this morning, it's a Monday when I'm recording this, and I woke up just feeling shit. I was just in a bit of a slump where nothing's working, my business isn't growing, I'm not doing it right, I'm not good enough, I'm not clever enough. Like all the shit was coming up this morning. And part of me doesn't want to share that with you. There's a huge amount of shame that I then attach to that because I'm a life coach. I teach people how to manage their minds and manage their emotions. And I'm like, holy fuck, Nikki. Like, if you're miserable, how are you going to be a good coach? So, this is what my brain does. What I am so grateful for now is because I'm a life coach and because I have practiced managing my mind so much. I am now able to deal with that dialogue in my head much more effectively. So, because coming along with that is the fact that I'm human. I too am human, which means that I have a human brain that has a human dialogue that is naturally negative by design. Listen to the podcast a couple of weeks ago on that. And of course, at times I'm going to feel shit. One, nothing has gone wrong. My brain is perceiving a threat. I'm growing, I'm evolving. My brain is freaking out by that. So, one, nothing has gone wrong. And two, I now know how to deal with it. And this is how I dealt with it this morning. And there are a number of different ways. I'll give you a couple of different ways if your brain is spinning out on what to do. I listened. I just took a moment to listen to that voice in my head. And I allowed myself to feel shit. And I did that with an under with kind of supporting myself in by saying, I am safe to feel this emotion. Nothing has gone wrong. My brain is just creating a human emotion. That's fine, I'm safe. And I was just able to breathe. And I was just able to go about my morning doing what I had planned, which was to have a plunge, cold plunge, or drop the boys off at school, have a cold plunge, have a swim, sit in the steam, have a shower. And as I was doing that, whilst listening to my brain, feeling the emotion and breathing and reminding myself I was safe. By the time I was walking back to the car, I was then able to go right. Now what? When you learn to manage your mind, it's not that you don't feel shit. It's not that crap doesn't happen. It's not that your day gets hit off. It's having the ability to manage that so much more efficiently. So instead of staying in that space for days and weeks and months like I used to do, I'm literally only there now for minutes or hours, not even. Like that process was probably about an hour, hour and a half max. And then I got in my car and I put my favourite track on, which is Unstoppable by Sia, really fucking loudly. And I allowed that music to penetrate into my body and I gave myself permission to lift the weight, that let that weight go, release it, because now I get to choose. Now what? How am I going to let the rest of my day go, having had that shit feeling to start off with? So that's one thing that's happened today. The other thing that happened is my husband was like, the front tyres of our car needs replacing. How do you have time to replace them? So I'm like, actually, he had a fully booked day. So I was like, actually, yeah, I probably could swing by the tyre place, which is why I'm in my car, because they didn't have time to do it then, but they've got time to do it later. So I thought, right, I had planned to record a podcast. This was not the topic I'd planned to talk about. But I was able to readjust my day and now sit in my car recording a podcast. And it is not perfect. If you're watching me on YouTube, you can see my car. You can't see my beautiful office. Maybe the sound isn't quite perfect. Maybe, you know, life just isn't perfect. That happens. Life doesn't need to be perfect in order for us to be efficient, in order for us to do the things we want to do. So I guess the learning from today is that it's not a problem if you experience a negative emotion. It's not a problem if your brain gives you a crappy negative dialogue. It is not a problem if things don't go perfectly to plan. Starting to learn the skill of managing your mind and managing your emotions is not then a tool to beat yourself up with. It's not like there's a perfect way to manage your mind or a perfect way to feel and manage your emotions all of the time. Life throws us a curveball. The most powerful thing I think you can say to yourself, and that I love to say to myself, is I have a choice. I have a choice. I can stay in this slump. I can stay feeling shit. I can allow the tires to throw my day and I could allow myself to start thinking, that's it then, the day's written off, I'm not going to get anything done, I haven't achieved anything. Or I can choose to redirect to my brain to, I can figure this out, I can handle it, this doesn't have to stop me. Feeling negative is not a problem. You seeing feeling negative as a problem is the problem. So that's where my ABC comes in. I've talked about this before on the podcast, but ABC to me is the biggest, most empowering skill, and it's a skill that you get to learn and practice. So A, acknowledge and become aware and acknowledge what your brain is telling you without judgment, without criticism. Remember, this is not another reason to beat yourself up. B is breathe. And again, with compassion, just understand that brain. Isn't this fascinating? because it's primal, because it's perceiving my day as life-threatening, of course I'm feeling this way. Of course this is happening. Not a problem. And then C is choose. This is the most empowering thing you can say to yourself. I have a choice. And I am not saying that just because you have a choice means that you should be positive. That is not the goal. The goal is to be deliberate. And sometimes being deliberate looks like hearing that voice, feeling the emotions, breathing. Listening to that voice, feeling that emotion, breathing. Listening to that voice, hearing that emotion, breathing. And when you do that, reminding yourself you're safe, you move through it so much quicker. So this is a short and sweet podcast for you today. I hope you've enjoyed being in your car with me. If you're in your car, I hope you've enjoyed being on your walk. I'm about to go into my next scheduled part of my day. Which today is a really lovely networking lunch. And I will see you all again soon. I will speak to you again next week. Mwah. Lots of love. Bye.